Hi, we are Julie and the podcasters, Angie, Essie, Inga and Lila, and we're going to talk about Wake Up again because we decided to do a rewatch. We're trying to make this episode a live reaction, but it's an experiment, so we'll see. I'm Inga.
I'm Lila.
I'm Angie.
And I'm Essie.
Okay, so without further ado, let me try screen sharing. Hopefully. A very ethical viewing experience for us all. How are we going to do this when we talk? Because are we just going to interrupt or you just tell me to stop and I'll pause the video? Because I never did like something like this. And I just don't want us to sit there staring at the screen and not saying anything. So how are we going to do this?
I think we should pause at least sometimes. I don't know.
I mean, as soon as I hear someone talking, I'm going to pause it as fast as I can. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if we just do like a comment that's like one or two words and that doesn't really make sense. I don't know. I have no idea. Let's just try it and see what happens.
Okay, let me mute myself.
After each scene if we wanted to.
Okay.
I think, yeah, let's try that maybe after each scene just to get us started. Till we get the hang of it.
A good year, 1995.
Still weird that that's my birth year.
I still love Bobby. I'm just living right here. These 3 seconds that I see Bobby stand. Sounds great, guys. Reliving that experience.
I tell your mom we're watching that scene and being like, oh, they're performing. And then it like zooms out and I'm like, oh. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Every time you kind of expect there to be a crowd and it's never there.
I feel like now that I remember, because it was the first episode, I wasn't paying attention to it. So I didn't enjoy this song as much as I enjoy it every time I rewatch it now, you know, because it was the first and I was like, oh, this is good. But I was still like, what, you know, what the show is about, like trying to get into it. So yeah, I appreciate even more now every time this song plays. This is great. It's a great way to start this series.
It is a great opening shot.
I think when I first watched it, I was thinking, wow, these are such cliche, like teen TV show looking guys.
Like, I remember watching it and I figured out Luke was important. I was like, okay, he's in the middle, he's important. Then I was just wondering, okay, but who are these random three people with him? Like, because just putting someone in the middle is a tell to me that they're important. But I was just trying to figure out everybody else. I was like, okay, but how did they fit in? It was a good experience overall.
The only one I knew beforehand was Jeremy. So as soon as I was like, oh, Jeremy's in this, I was like, oh, okay. I know him. I don't know the rest of the dudes, same. But I know him.
I was like, I grew up with that one. Oh, I was like, I know that one.
Where did you know him from?
Adventure Time.
Voltron.
Oh, no, we don't talk about that. We don't. I was like, Adventure Time. It's Adventure Time.
I mean, I watched the show for Boo Boo, so I basically, at the first, like, in the first few minutes, I basically just waited for him to show up.
Oh, yeah.
You were disappointed then, I'm assuming.
Kind of, yeah. In the first episode of it. And I fell in love with the show, and I wasn't disappointed anymore.
I'll continue.
Yeah!
Thank you. We're Sunset Curve.
Too bad we wasted that on the soundcheck. That was the tightest we ever played.
Oh, wait until tonight, man, when this place gets packed with record execs.
Alex, you are smoking. Oh, no, I was just warming up. You guys were the ones on fire. Could you just own your awesomeness for once? All right, I was killing it.
So cute.
Okay, well, I'm thinking we fuel up before the show. I'm thinking Street Dogs. Ooh. Yes.
No, please don't.
Where are you going?
You guys are really good.
Thank you.
I see a lot of bands. Been in a couple myself. I was really feeling it.
And that's what we do this for. I'm Luke, by the way.
Hi, I'm Reggie.
Alex.
Bobby.
That's what I'm talking about.
The smell of Sunset Boulevard?
No. That's what that girl said in there tonight. But her music, right? It's like an energy, connects us with people. They can feel us when we play. I want that connection with everybody.
And we're gonna need more t-shirts.
Let's go, boys.
That was such a Reggie answer.
Ladies?
Man, I can't wait until we eat someplace where the condiments aren't served out of the back of an old...
Can you pause it for a minute?
Hey. Sorry.
I just gotta say, he put a whole ass pickle in his hot dog. That's gross. I just hate pickles. So I'm always judging Alex.
Yeah, me too.
That scene. I'm like, why would you do that? And it's like
pickle slander. Pickle slander. Pickle on slander. My recording.
I hate pickles. I hate pickles. They are the worst thing
too.
Ever. They are the
pickle
worst
slander.
Thing ever.
Essie,
what the
where
heck?
Do you stand? Where do you stand on this pickle slander?
Hey, I like pickles. Usually, some pickles are not good, but a lot of pickles are good. So
thank
the
you.
Episode,
thank
we're
you.
Breaking up. We are
breaking. We are breaking up. Call us sunset episode. Curve because we're about to lose a member.
It's the me. Funny thing is, when I first came to America as an exchange student, I could not, for the life of me, remember the word cucumber, because here, like, the word for pickle and the word for cucumber is basically the same. And so, at some point, I went to Subway and wanted to have cucumbers on my sandwich, and I couldn't remember the word. So I said non-pickled pickles, and the lady at the behind the counter was so confused, but my host dad, he knew what I meant, so he translated for me.
That's hilarious and cute at the same time.
Yeah,
like non-pickled
pickles.
Yeah.
It should be obvious what I mean.
You need to get them crunchy dill pickles.
No,
pickles.
What do you? Please.
Okay,
no,
guys. No, no slandering no. pickles, okay?
I will slander on pickles, and I will
no.
judge Alex for that. Like, Alex is my favorite, except at this moment, where I'm like, oh, wow.
And then no. they look soggy, too. No. I mean, they did not look crunchy at all.
I mean, terrible. Those hot dogs are literally going to kill them. I feel like none of this stuff is really good.
I just watching this entire scene and the scene beforehand is so sad. Because, like, going into the show, like, you also know that they're going to die, so it's sad. But, like, even in watching, it's like, don't do that, please.
And also the way just Rose is shooting them down. She's like, you guys are really good. Just ignoring Bobby. That gets me every time. I'm like, that's hilarious.
And remember when half the fandom was convinced, like was theorizing if Rose was Julie's mom or not? I think we finally left that behind us, and now everybody agrees she is Julie's mom.
Let's not start on that, because that's how you know the show was made for children, because that wasn't even supposed to be a hint or a surprise. They look just alike. How are we not putting two and two together? Are you guys really 7 years old? I need to open an investigation on that phenomenon. Guys, I really think she's Julie's mom. I'm like, what said that she wasn't? What indicated that she was not?
Also, like, why would you show that scene at the beginning and have no relation to the rest of the show? Like, obviously, it's to show us that that's
Latina.
The moment that we truly finds the like that shirt. You're like, oh, you know, if you haven't put together your dots
they
yet.
Look
when she finds the shirt, you're like, it's the mom. Like,
I mean, they look the same. They casted them perfectly.
They also wear the same vest.
Yes.
Also, I mean, Rose was way too much like of an actual, like, there was way too much focus on her for her to just be like a one-off character that has no mention. Like, she's obviously completely in focus. They spent quite a lot of time on her. She's obviously has something to do with the plot.
Yeah, the t-shirt was significant. Thank you. Sure. Oh, this is so good. Just, oh my god. We're about to revisit a bunch of fan theories that the fandoms went through while watching this one episode. This is going to be great.
Sorry, I got some pickle juice on your battery cables.
No problem. It'll help with the rust.
That can't. Okay.
Not to be weird, but this pickle vendor looks like my dad, and I always thought that, and every time when people accused him of murder, I was like, stop accusing my father of murder. He looks just like my dad. I'm gonna send a picture of my father later. They look just the same. I'm not roasting
so
my dad. They got the same
so
nose.
So your dad
they got
has a
same.
Secret double life as an actor.
My dad, maybe. Who knows? Girl, they look the same. Maybe.
Maybe it's a true story. Maybe that's actually your dad.
Maybe. To me, they look the same. I'll send a picture. Does someone remind me?
This is awesome, you guys. We're playing the Orpheum. I can't even count how many bands have played here and then ended up being huge.
What's Alex doing with his foot? The way he had it laying on that chair, that looked very, very uncomfortable. It is and as if his foot is going to fall asleep like 2 seconds in.
Also, to me, the missing posters behind them with Luke, the ones that I didn't notice like after the show ended, that's cool. Also, I didn't realize that they didn't. I thought they died in the in like the garage for some reason. I didn't realize that they died like on a random sofa somewhere.
Oh, you're so right. Like, I think they died in the ambulance.
We don't know how far they got, but I always assumed that they went back to the garage. I never really thought, because that didn't make sense either. Why would they go home? They're just sitting on a random sofa in an alley in LA. Such weird.
It would have been way too far to go back to the garage and then come back to go on stage.
Yeah. And just like as you were saying, I didn't even notice the missing poster until I went on Tumblr and people were just pointing it out. I was like, I wasn't looking at that. I didn't even bother paying attention.
Yeah, me too.
They did a good job at hiding it.
Because after tonight, everything changes.
That's a new flavor.
Chill, man. Street dogs haven't killed us yet.
Okay, but if Reggie has anything, it's comedic delivery, because that sentence gets me every time. Street dogs haven't killed us yet, and they die.
He did say yet, so.
Yeah, I mean, technically he was right. Just didn't know how right he was.
That's such a good, like, introductory, because it happens, and then you're like, oh, Julian the Phantom. I get it now.
They die. I don't know with these dumb boys. I don't know what to do with them.
Well, before going into the show, because I had seen GIFs, I knew they were dead. So when I was like, oh, we're going to see them alive. I was like, are we going to see how they die? So I kept like thinking, how are they going to die? Is it going to be like, I don't think it's going to be gruesome, but also like, what ways are there, you know, that are maybe not gruesome when you're talking about death? So yeah, I was very curious to see how that was going to go.
It's just the boys being dumb enough to actually eat something that obviously does not taste good, or like it usually tastes, and deciding that's a good idea, especially before like a very important moment in their lives. Even if it wouldn't have killed them, it definitely sounded like it would have gotten them an upset stomach, which was not a good idea for a really big life-changing, career-changing show.
Listen, I'm gonna defend them for a second. If you went to public school and you know what school lunch tastes like, that probably doesn't taste that much different. Because I was thinking about it. I ate a lot of questionable things in public school growing up. So I think I could stomach a dog out of a trunk of someone's car. But
I've definitely eaten out of questionable places. So
food trucks in New York are basically the same thing. This is just a trunk, and food truck is the whole thing. Okay, let's continue. Meet our main girl, Julie.
Yeah, let's go to the better timeline.
The better 2020.
Hey, underachiever.
Hey, disappointment.
Ugh, what is she handing out?
Hi.
Desperation?
Here you go. My group's performing at the Spirit Rally tomorrow. I'm sure you guys have nothing better to do. Oh my gosh, Carrie, thanks. Oh my gosh, Flint, don't bother coming.
Future girlfriends.
Still, you know they're gonna get married and have a bunch of unholy babies.
Nick's a sweetheart.
Yeah, you'd actually have to talk to him to know.
Okay, but the way, like, Nick noticed Julie looking at him, like, Nick knew that Julie had a crush on him before everything happened, right?
I think so. He is not my favorite character.
Obviously.
The more time passes, the more I rewatch, I'm like, he is not a great guy, dude.
I don't like jocks. I don't like Nick. I don't. I'm sorry. If I ever said I did, I was lying.
You did. I heard it on our
I was lying
recordings.
Or
you
or
said something. You loved Nick.
Or I was possessed by someone who liked Nick, because I don't. I just
by Caleb. You were possessed by Caleb.
Thank you.
Caleb likes Nick.
Well, Caleb likes anybody who would give him anything valuable, because he's so annoying. He's just so, to me, this stereotype of jocks carries on through my life. I do not like them. He just sits there and let Carrie bully these two girls, and he just lets us lie. Say something. He can't dance. He can't play whatever sport he's playing. All he does is stand there. He doesn't even talk in the first episode. He riffs on the guitar for like 3 seconds and it's not even that impressive. What are you bringing to the table? Absolutely nothing.
And he lost against Burbank.
Exactly. And it's so crazy that I can't even remember what sport they're playing. I don't know.
Lacrosse.
Okay. Mm-mm. I can't with him.
Demon.
There's that smile. Now. Let's go prove everybody wrong.
Okay, we have one last performance. Julie.
I'm sorry. Is this when we clap? Watch it, Carrie.
Oh, good, you're home. I was about to go watch your brother's game. I've had photo shoots all day. Didn't even get a chance to eat. But I got a phone call today.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Yeah. Well, it was my realtor friend.
Oh, that.
Yeah, and she says if we are serious about selling the house, then she wants me to take some pictures for the website, which means we have to do a lot of cleaning and get rid of some stuff. And maybe you can tackle Mom's studio. You're the expert. You know, your brother and I wouldn't even know where to begin. It's okay, honey. If you're not ready, I...
No. It's all right. Maybe I'll try tonight.
Yeah? Awesome, yeah. Thank you. Oh, and don't forget the loft. You know, those old instruments that were there when we moved in. They need a new home.
When I first saw Ray and that cute little conversation at the table, it's just something about the show. They just give us so much information without saying it. We already picked up that they're selling the house. She doesn't have a mom. Obviously, he wants Julie to face her fears of making music. But the way he just spoke to her, and I was like, why is this man so sweet? He's just a sweet guy. And I just fell in love with him immediately. He's one of the best TV dads ever. It was just a great scene altogether.
Yeah, I love the setup where they kind of like introduced us to like, and then when they mentioned like the instruments, I was like, oh, okay. Like, I just love when they like, and they told us all the stuff about the family. I like when TV shows do that because I know some stuff like doesn't tell you anything until like much later and then you're kind of confused. So I like the fact that they did that. And also, I just love their family dynamic so much. It's so cute.
It's like the instruments when we first moved in. And I was like, okay, whose house is it? Just say, because it's still a mystery to me, like, who lived here first? Everybody has their own theory on who lived in the house first, but I have no idea.
I mean, they could have all there are so many theories. There's not Luke's house. One of the boys, obviously not Luke's house, also not Reggie's house. So there's like Alex's house, Bobby's house, or like they rented the garage from somebody who lived there.
Yeah, so many possibilities. We also have,
but
like,
if they rented out with this from like somebody else, they wouldn't keep the instruments. They would have sold them. So that's why I think it's like I still think it's Bobby's or like his family or something.
Mine is Bobby's too, because I feel like Bobby and Rose probably stayed friends. Maybe, assuming so. So, and then he got rich and famous. He got another house, probably. I don't know where they live. Malibu, Hollywood Hills. I don't know. And just gave this one to Rose, I guess. I don't know. It's just hard to think about it.
That makes sense because I feel like if it was Alex's house, he would be more attached to it. Do you know what I mean? And I guess if it was Bobby's too, I feel like maybe we would get something about it. But like, especially if it was Alex's, I feel like he would have more of an attachment to it. Like, he would be like, oh, this used to be my room. But he doesn't. So I do feel like it makes the most sense for it to be Bobby.
Yeah, because the way he didn't like Ray touching his drum set, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have liked the way they changed his house around. I don't feel like he doesn't like change. He's a boy ridden with anxiety. If he found his whole house different, that probably would have stressed him out.
Oh, and exactly. We've cracked it. It's Bobby's.
It's Bobby's old house. I love how we're only at the 10-minute mark. Go us.
Those slippers.
They're so iconic. I love them.
I'm so sorry, Mom, that I haven't been in here.
If it is Bobby's house, or well, even if it's Joe's, it's just like a nice thought to think about that they didn't get rid of the instruments. So like, I don't know if they actually like felt guilty or if they actually like missed them. But Bobby, if he did miss them, he didn't get rid of the instruments. He put them away, but like he didn't like throw them away or something or sell them. So I think that's cool.
But then why didn't he take them with him when he gave the house to Rose or sold it to Rose? That's like, he just left them there. That's kind of odd.
I guess. I mean, maybe he wants to like preserve them in a way. I don't know. I'm a Bobby protector, but I don't know.
Also, like, I mean, he did take credits for the song, so maybe it's just too much guilt for him to just have the.
That's what I was gonna
there.
Say. He feels you know. He just doesn't want to see it. And plus, I don't think he knows how to play the drums or the bass. So why the hell would he have it? I feel like he's past the point of pretending at this point. He already got away with it. 25 years, quarter of a century. He's like, yeah, I don't need this anymore. We're good.
But he didn't move out like 25 years later.
That's why I'm saying it's his house, because he wouldn't get rid of the instruments. But I doubt he's going to take them with him. That's why the instruments are still there when Rose moves in. And makes sense, right? That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
I'm going to continue from Julie in the garage.
Because
nice shot of all the butts.
Whoa. Whoa. How did we get back here?
Slow down. You look like you've seen a ghost.
I have.
Cool.
Not cool. Run!
I like that she keeps screaming. Like, there's nobody else there. Why is she still screaming?
And now she's hiding behind her bed.
Dad.
Sorry. Just wanted to make sure you were okay.
You don't believe me, do you?
Honey, of course I do. Yeah, I see your mom all the time.
This isn't like that.
I know. It's different for all of us.
Dad, you're not listening to me. I saw something out there. Are you still here? Whatever you are. I know I saw something. I'm not crazy.
Well, we're all a little crazy.
Like, where did the boys go while Julie wasn't there?
They were probably upstairs or something.
Yeah, I think they were just hanging out up there, honestly, I don't know.
Maybe outside.
It didn't really look like there was enough space up there that Julie wouldn't have seen them from downstairs.
But what does it look like in between jumps? Like, do they go somewhere, or for them it's just a second? How do they, when they transport from place to place, what's the in between like? That's what I think about.
No clue. Just sometimes it loses shirts and it tickles in weird places.
Yeah, maybe it's like a weird. I mean, I know in Harry Potter, I know it's the wrong fandom, but in Harry Potter, when they can use pointy or something, sometimes you got nauseous. So maybe it's something like that. I don't know, though. Like,
but they don't have a stomach or anything, you know? It's harder to assess what things they feel, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if ghosts can get nauseous.
Also, like, on this cat, on not this scene, but, like, the other scene, I hate when that happens, and because this happens so many times in, like, movies or television where the kid's like, I saw a ghost, and then the adult's like, I see your mother, whatever, all the time. And we're like, no, that's not it.
Like, I mean, how else are you supposed to interpret that your kid runs up to you, say you saw a ghost? I'm like, no, you didn't. Stop saying that. You're scaring me. I would shut that down. I'm like, I don't want to believe you. You're lying to me. Go to your room and don't get out. Don't be my mind.
I don't want my kids to go crazy, and you're definitely too old to have imaginary friends.
Oh, my sister's son, he's two, and he has an imaginary friend, and I forgot his name, but he's small and he holds him in his hand and walks around like this. And I was like, if your son does that near me, I am going to lose my mind. He goes around, Mama, carry him. I'm like, don't. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see it.
That's so cute though.
He's two, he's turning three. And I'm like, your son, can get him some real friends, because he cannot be carrying out his little imaginary friend in his hand. I don't know what it is. Is it a little person? Is it an animal? We're not playing that no more. His sister talks to her reflection. She's turning one. She talks to her reflection. My sister's kids have too much going on up here. Too much imagination. Like, we're not dealing with that.
You remind me of Aunt Victoria right now.
I'm probably Aunt Victoria right now.
Or like of Marilla Cuthbert from Anne with an ear from Anne of Green Gables.
It's just, it's insane. You guys don't want to deal with that. It's terrifying.
Imaginary friends are cute and kind of important. Kids have
little
them at some point.
Little kid with his hands open saying, carry him? No. I shove it in a blender and I would turn it on.
don't terrify that poor kid. It's got him for life.
I don't care.
Who are you and what are you doing in my mom's studio?
Your mom's studio? This is our studio. Okay, trust me, fine. The grand piano is new and my couch! That's definitely not my sixth string. Can you give me just one second? Just give me a second. Thank you. Guys, what is going on? How did she get her stuff in here so fast?
Maybe she's a witch. There's chairs floating on the ceiling.
Okay, there is no such thing as witches.
You sure? Because I just think there was no such thing as ghosts.
That's fair. Okay, let someone with a softer touch handle this. Why are you in our studio?
Very soft, Alex.
Oh my gosh, how did you do that?
Okay, well clearly you're not understanding. Clearly she doesn't get it. Okay, look.
You did die, but not last night. 25 years ago?
What? No. That's impossible. After we floated out of the ambulance, all we did was go to that weird dark room where Alex cried.
Well, I think we were all pretty upset. Okay.
But that was just for like an hour. We just showed up here.
Look, I'm just telling you what my phone says. See? You died in 1995 when you were 17. It's now 2020.
So this is the future? Wait, so it has been 25 years? I have been crying for 25 years? How is that possible?
Well, you're a very emotional person.
I am not!
Thought you were afraid to come out here.
He couldn't see you.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually how ghosts work.
Julie is way too nice. You know what I would have done? I would have sat everybody down and made them listen to that CD. I'm like, I'm not going through this by myself. Sit down, press play. We're all going to suffer together. That's what I would have done.
Right. She didn't even try to pretend. That would have been an interesting experiment.
I would have like, sit down, press play. You ever seen the movie The Rings? No, don't worry about it. We're just going to watch this. And at the end of dying in 7 days, they could just join the boys in death. The way these kids don't think selfishly, I would have done that. Suffering by myself is not an option.
Look, I'm very sorry for what happened to you guys, but this isn't your studio anymore. You have to leave.
But wait, we didn't get your name.
It's Julie.
Cool. I'm Luke, by the way. And this is...
Reggie. I'm Reggie.
Hey.
And
Alex, how's it going?
Okay.
Your turn, Carlos.
Thank you for our leftovers and the power of the mighty microwave. Amen.
Amen.
So, Carlos tells me he found you in the studio.
She was out there talking to herself.
I was rehearsing for a play.
Hello, hello.
Oh, busted.
Yeah, we're in here.
I think it's cute that I have a setting for Rose.
Spaghetti, again.
Yeah.
That's too bad. I brought you my pasteles and arroz con pollo.
Yum.
Mm. Thanks, Tia. It smells great.
You can have it. You've got to rip that Band-Aid off and get the pain over with.
Ah! That's me. Ripping off the Band-Aid.
It was the best save from the entire show.
I really like what you guys did with the place.
You shouldn't be here.
Oh, I'm just here to help, mija.
I think that's our cue to leave.
I know those classes can be difficult. But you still like music, don't you?
I don't know. Maybe.
Look, we've talked about this, you know, and how painful memories can be, but... You know, every time I see you and Carlos, I see Mom. It's like she's right here with us. But you know what? I love that. I do. And maybe if you give yourself a chance, you'll get there. I like that song you had on.
Sweet! We're Sunset Curve.
Tell your friends.
It's just an old CD I found.
Still, it's nice that you're listening to music again. Out here, you can play whatever you want, whenever you want.
Oh, that's nice.
Stay out of this.
I'm sorry, honey. I didn't...
Oh, no, not you. I mean, you know, give me a minute.
Hey. We're going to figure out this music program thing.
Thanks, Dad.
I just realized something. I just realized the contrast between Julie's parents and Luke's parents, and it just made me really sad. It's like he just said, you could play whatever you want, whenever you want. And Luke's parents really didn't want him to play any music. And I just got really sad thinking about it. Because the way his face looked when he said that, he just looked at him. I was like, yeah, some parents can be nice and supportive. I felt so bad for him.
Thanks for that, Layla. Now I'm sad.
Yeah, thank you for that reminder. We really wanted to be sad right now.
It's just, I just realized it. They're the same, but they're so different. But it's just... It was just really nice to see it. And the music program, imagine Luke trying to go into music program. His parents probably would have shut that down really quickly.
Yeah.
He likes our song.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't count. He's a dad.
Why can't you guys just be normal ghosts? Hang out in an old mansion. I hear Pasadena's nice.
I think she's warming up to us.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Pasadena.
Hmm.
Yeah!
Alex is so
Stop
sarcastic.
That. I'm serious.
And I'm sorry.
Reggie just, yeah, definitely. I agree.
Want?
I know this is all completely insane, but you do know how rad this is. People, the actual people can hear us play.
Yeah, It's just I've had a really, really awful day. I gotta go.
I'm sorry you had a bad day. But three guys just found out that they had a bad 25 years. And then they found out that the one thing they lived for in the first place, they can still do. That's pretty rad.
You're right. It's just
your bad day.
I mean, to be honest, three boys lost their lives. Like, they died at 17, which is way too young. I kind of feel that trumps her bad day.
I don't think that's fair either, because Julie has been struggling for a whole year with the passing of her mom, and like everything has come to a boil today. Like, she's revisiting her stuff again. She got kicked out of the program, so I don't think it's fair that we choose a side. Both of them got really terrible news, and they are both equally terrible, so I don't think it's fair to lean either way. I guess I'm just defending that Julie had a rough day, and that's totally valid as well.
Yeah, but I mean, the boys don't know that at that point, so I feel like if I would be in Luke's stead in that moment, I would be like, okay, that's nice that you had a bad day, but I died. It's like a perspective from outside the show. Definitely, we don't need to compare it, but like from Luke's point of view.
I mean, both valid points, but still, I don't know. Just three dead people show up to your house and just start making noise. I think I would lose my temper too. Especially they're playing music, the one thing you swore off since your mom died. It's kind of hard.
Yeah, it's probably the first time, yeah, anyone has played since she died. So how jarring would be for Julie to just be there, like listen to music coming from the studio, and it's not her mom.
Yes, just
didn't think about that. That must have been really hard.
I wanted to point something out. They're wearing the same colors. Look, they're wearing the same colors. Tell me that's not on purpose.
I just felt in there actually made me feel alive again. We all felt alive again. So you can kick us out if you want, but we're not giving up music. We can play again. That's a gift no musician would ever turn down. You gotta know that. Clearly your mom is into music.
Was. She passed away.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we didn't know.
Sorry I got mad. You guys are kinda good.
Kinda? You know that's like 25 years of rust just gonna dust it off.
Yeah. Would you play the piano too?
No, I don't play. That was my mom's stuff in there.
No way, she's an amazing songwriter.
She was. Wait, how would you know?
There's a song on the piano. If it's hers, your mom was really talented.
I said that song was sitting there for a year and Julie didn't pick it up. I just realized, poor Rose. She was waiting for her daughter to see it for a year.
I mean, she needed time. Also, I just realized, what if, because they met Julie's mom. I'm guessing Julie has some old photos of her mom. So what, second season, like just looking at old photos and then they're like, hold on, we know this person. That'd be cool.
I honestly almost expected that in the scene where Alex picks up the picture of Julie and her mom, that he's like, hey, wait, that looks like that girl from the Orpheum. Because for him, it was only a few days ago. So he would still remember.
Yeah.
What would you say if I told you there were three ghosts living in my mom's studio? You'd say I'm crazy.
She has dinosaurs on her pajama.
Thanks, Luke. I mean, boys, the game isn't over yet. I'm telling you, we've been given a second chance. Let's find some music. Let's see how many clubs we can hit before sunrise. Hey! Hey, Alex, you coming?
Let's go!
The way that he didn't say anything when somebody bumped into him. This boy is so dumb. I would have said, he bumped into me, guys. Like, maybe he was distracted because Caleb is beautiful. I would have been staring at him the whole time. I would have followed him, in fact. I'm like, hello. He's beautiful.
He's just not used to the fact that people can't bump into him anymore. Because, I mean, like, as a living person, if somebody bumps into you on the street, you're like, you say, excuse me, or you're like, give them a dirty look because they bumped into you and didn't pay attention, but you wouldn't consider that weird. And he hasn't been a ghost long enough to know that it's weird.
I mean, that's true, but I don't know, being a ghost is something he won't forget. But I don't know, to me, it's weird how he didn't even react.
here's the one thing I want you to know. You got some place to go.
That was so cute. That was so cute.
Let's stop. Wake Up is such a good song. I don't think I appreciated it that as much first time watching it, because then we got like all the group songs and I'm like, oh, those are better. But like going back and like rewatching it, it's such a good song.
Yeah, it was such a ride. I love Wake Up so much. It's up there in my favorites. I love it so much. Just the whole thing. It's just, well, that girl is so talented. We do not give Maddie enough credit. Let's go back to obsessing over her. Let's start anew and start obsessing over Maddie. I miss her. I miss her music. I miss listening to the soundtrack every single day. I need to get back on it. I miss her so much.
Did you listen to her new song with Jada?
I did once, though. I only heard it once when it came out. I think it was... She had it on her TikTok audio once and I listened to it and I thought it was really good. She needs to release an album. I mean, come on, sis. Anything. Just release anything. So episode one concluded. So how do we all feel about it? Going back and watching it again for the probably millionth time.
I forgot the 5 stages of shock that I went through when I saw that the rest of the episode was just the... it wasn't, there wasn't any
action. It was the credits. Yeah. You're like... Where's the rest of the freaking... I thought I had 38 minutes of these, and you're telling me I don't?
Yes. And I was like, is there an end credit scene? No, there wasn't. It was just credits.
I honestly thought the same. I was like, wait, am I missing any, like, after credits or something? And it's like, what's going on? There was nothing.
Movie. Wait for the extra credits. End credit scene. Come on, guys. No, it was really good. It's just meeting them all, because I haven't seen it or done anything for a long time, and I was like, it's like meeting them all over again for the first time. And it's like, I remember my first impression of Luke. I was like, oh, this boy talks weird, and then he turned out to be Canadian, and I was like, of course he's Canadian, because I picked up on his accent. I was like, he has an accent and I can't figure out what it is. And I was like, yes, of course. At first I was like, he has to be one of those probably, I don't know, Midwestern states. I thought, no, it's Canadian. I was like, same difference.
I have to admit, Alex, I still cannot not hear a difference between an American accent and a Canadian accent. I can't.
They just say things differently. They just speak differently. I just knew it was different. I just didn't know what kind of different, but I was a Canadian, that checks out.
But maybe that's because like I learned an American accent in Maine, which is very close to Canada, and where the accents different is probably not that big. So I don't see a difference, to be honest.
People in Maine speak differently, but it's not Canadian. But this,
I can kind of hear it. Like if I... Now that you mentioned it, I'm like, oh yeah, I can hear it.
He has
like watching it for the first time, I didn't realize.
People in Maine have a thick accent, but it's not Canadian accent. It's just so good. I don't know.
Oh, I forgot how much I like, I don't know if it happened after I watched the show or beforehand, but like I started talking like Alex. I don't know how it happened. But like, so when you have like his, like this, the way he says stuff, like I started talking like that and I'm like, oh no. And I think that's one of the reasons why like I just love Alex so much, is that like the sarcasm, I'm like, that's literally so many conversations that he has had with Reggie, I'm pretty sure I have had with my friend. Like,
he's just so easy to, like, you know when they say you pick up the mannerisms of the people you admire? Yeah, that's one of those situations.
Especially his okay. Like, when he starts saying a sentence and then just gives up in the middle of it because it's just like, yeah, it's not going to help anyone. It's not going to change anything. And then he just does this very Alex okay. And I definitely do that a lot.
Yeah, it's so good. And Reggie. I'm starting to love Reggie a lot more than I did when I first watched it, because I didn't appreciate him to the extent that I should have. But he carries the band. He carries the band. Without him, what do they have? They don't have that sweet, lovable guy. Alex and Luke probably would butt heads every day without him being in the middle trying to stop them. He's the glue of the group. And then it becomes Julie, but then they could carry the weight together. That's, it's fine. Oh, I wanted to mention something, but I forgot. I'm going to talk about it really quick. When she asked them if they saw her mom, initially, I thought they were going to lie about it so that she could keep them around. So I was like, oh, these boys are going to go. They're going to lie to her and say they saw her mom, but they never did. And I was like, well, they're a lot nicer than I would have been in a ghost, because if I was a ghost and I had nowhere to go, I would lie. I don't know, to have somewhere to be like, yeah, I saw your mom. I'll tell you about it if I get to stay. Like, I would have bargained because I'm not a nice person. Like I said, selfish. I would have lied.
You're telling us a lot about yourself today, Layla.
Listen, you guys have known me for more than a year. Truth was going to come out. So,
Layla, are you sure you're not a Slytherin? Are you positive?
I say Slytherin and Hufflepuff together. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Personal gain to me makes sense when you don't have a lot of options. So you do what you have to do to get on top.
But I mean, they did see Julia's mom just before she died and before they died.
But I thought they were going to lie about it. That's what I thought. But they didn't. They've done a lot of things that I would have done differently. That's just a lot more honest. That was a really great idea, though, watching the whole episode, watching the whole season together. I can't wait for the rest of the episodes. Maybe we'll talk more because
I'm just curious how.
And I've got distracted a lot.
I'm just curious how it's going to play, like, for our listeners.
Are we going to end up fighting copyright battles and say fair use, guys? Let's copy paste the fair use law. I don't know what the YouTubers do. I don't know. But
yeah, I mean, are we planning to play like the whole episode?
I'll see how the sound comes out. So I don't think so, but I might like include clips, especially after, like right before we're about to talk about something, just include that a little bit.
I was gonna say that's probably the best idea to do.
Yeah, not the whole thing, but you know, cutting out those parts where we actually talk and
yeah.
Including the preceding clip, I guess.
I just realized it took us 2 hours to watch 30 minutes.
It's a little more than 30 minutes because the other ones are like 20, I think. This is the longest one.
We also had a lot of technical difficulties.
We did not pause as much as I thought we were gonna. Maybe because I was in control and I didn't want to annoy you guys, but I would have paused every second.
Hopefully my Wi-Fi is fixed by next time, because next time we're watching Bright and I will pause every 5 seconds. It's my favorite episode. We're gonna talk about it.
Until we reach to my favorite.
I think we should have paused a little bit more often.
Finally free. We'll pause every second, every clip. I'm like, guys, we're talking about everything. We're gonna pretend we're in film school. And we're just going to eat it up. We all probably collectively took one film class and we think we're all Steven Spielberg. So that's fine.
I definitely have never taken a film class because I've never been offered one.
They're so much fun. We have a lot of pretentious people in there, but you're just in there for the vibes and just class. I joined one.
Definitely no film classes in my school and also none in my college. I mean, I'm assuming somewhere in my college there were film classes, but not in the part where I was.
I love them.
I mean, here you have electives, so you sometimes can take any class, even if that's not part of your degree. You know,
selective, you pick whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can here too, but like finding them is a lot harder. I would have had to actively look for them, and I was never motivated enough to do that. Like in our majors, we're very, very focused on our major. It's not like we don't have general studies in college. There's no, like we don't need to take science class if we don't do something sciencey, and no math class if we don't do math.
Yes, that's a little different from here.
Okay, so this was an experiment. We're not quite sure how it's going to play as an episode yet, but we're going to try it. Please tell us how you, what you thought about this, if it's something you'd like to see us do for the entire season or how we could improve it. I don't know. Just give us some feedback, please. And yeah, then that's basically it. If you want to contact us, you can find us on Instagram and Tumblr as Julie and the Podcasters and on Twitter as JAT Podcasters. You can also email us at julieandthepodcasters@gmail.com or send us a voice message on Anchor. And of course, you can rate and review us on iTunes and any other podcast platforms that allow that. We'd love to hear from you, no matter if it's questions, feedbacks, or your thoughts on the show in general or a specific episode. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.